There are reporters identified areas of the NHS which are facing the most pressure as we head into the winter period. The Future Health Research Centre says Herefordshire and Worcestershire have the lowest GP to patient ratios. LBC's Mitch Rushton has the details for us. Mitch.
Well, pressure on the NHS is something we're used to hearing about, but this report does paint a pretty stark picture. It opens by saying the NHS is facing its greatest ever set of challenges, with the pandemic having made the road to recovery extremely difficult. It's found 16 health systems are under high levels of pressure going into winter, and it's found clear variations in access to services in different parts of England. For example, Kent and Medway has the highest patient-to-GP ratio in the UK, more than 2,000 patients per GP, whereas in Herefordshire and Worcestershire, that figure's below 1,500. That's been reflected in the number of patients struggling to get appointments to. Down the road from Herefordshire and Worcestershire in the Black Country, a report found 16% of patients who couldn't get a GP appointment went to A&E instead. I asked the report's author, Richard Sloggett, a former government health advisor, how this is happening and what can be done to stop it.
So I think one of the big challenges here is clearly workforce. There are fewer GPs now than there have been in recent years. The government did have a target to recruit more GPs, but is well off track to do that. And if you don't have the workforce in the GP, in the primary care sector, then you're going to find people, you know, unable to get their appointments and then having to go to other bits of the system. So I think the main thing here is that workforce point. So how can you get that workforce into the system and distribute it more evenly across the system so that the staff are there to enable to deliver the care that is needed? So workforce is, I think, one of the key findings that comes out from this report.
Well, the report says it's vital going forward. The government and NHS England understands the pressures and how to deal with them by looking at the data. It's made several recommendations, including joining up more primary and secondary care. The government says their plan for patients sets out how they're going to help people this winter. It says they're looking at removing the barriers to staff returning for retirement and increasing capacity for appointments.